Amen. Oh, Father, we just praise you and glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for truth. This is the only place we can look for truth, and that's you, Lord. And that truth always comes out for each one of us. We praise you for that, Lord. Put in our hearts to be obedient to your word, Lord. Put it in our hearts to not to give up everything for you, Lord. And I ask and I pray that, Father, give us an overcoming spirit to overcome the world, the flesh, and the things around us. And I praise you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, that tonight you're going to lead us into some great word. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in us tonight and from now on, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for getting everybody in here that you want in here. And it's going to be an awesome time in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Has anybody got anything they'd like to worry about? Testimony or anything like that? Yeah, Jimmy.
I think y'all would pray in agreement with me. My egg lady, we'll call her my egg lady, Rachel. She was supposed to bring me eggs on Friday, and when we had normally, we decided on the time and everything, but right before that, she texted me and said that she wasn't feeling well, and she had forgotten my eggs that morning, and that she would text me when she was going to get back into town, and maybe this weekend. And she's just was sorry. And she goes, thanks for understanding. So that was on Friday. I didn't hear from her all weekend, and today's Tuesday, and I still haven't heard from her. So Lord, I lift up Rachel to you, and I don't know what's wrong with her, and why she hasn't gotten in touch with me. If she's just gotten busy and forgotten that she still was going to bring me eggs, or if she's still very sick, or what's going on. But we don't receive the curse on her in Jesus' name. She is a believer. I don't know where she is in her walk with you, but I bless her in the name of Jesus. She's been a blessing to me, and I know you're working, and I know I've been able to speak some things to her at times. But we just command any infirmity to leave her body, and I thank you, Lord, that she is well, and I may hear from her even tonight and say I'll be there tomorrow. Who knows? But thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Their chickens and their farm animals and all that they're doing there, Lord, and she blesses me with good farm fresh eggs, and I'm very appreciative of all that, and I bless her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing her and getting my eggs to me. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for getting eggs to her tomorrow. In Jesus' name. All right. Missy, go ahead.
I'd like to pray for Maverick and Blake, Kurt and Brooks, little ones. They've both had tubes put in their ears, and they both, well, Maverick's going to have them put in again, and Blake has an appointment. It looks like she's going to have them again, they're saying. She supposedly has a bulged eardrum and scarring and stuff. And so I want to pray for them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace, Lord. I just command those ear canals to open up.
Should have been eaten
Hold on a
yesterday.
second.
The cherry.
What was that?
Mom must have come out on the porch and started
Okay.
talking. That's my guess.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just lift them up and we thank you, Father, for complete healing in those ears. We command those ears to line up with the word of God right now to be healed in Jesus' name. On the Maverick and also the little girl, whatever her name is. We thank you for it, Father, in
Blake.
Jesus' name. Blake,
I can
in
pray now.
Jesus' name. Okay.
Yeah. I just command those ear canals to open up, and that they will not, that the ear, nose, and throat, ETNs, I think they call them for short, ENTs. Anyway, will be honest, and that neither of them will have it done. And I command that scarring and that eardrum bulge to be healed in the name of Jesus on Blake. And neither of them are gonna are healed. Both of them are healed. Neither of them are gonna need tubes. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that and giving an awesome sign to Kurt and Brooke that you are a miracle working God, and that you love them, and that you truly are the Savior in every way in their lives. Forgiveness, healing, deliverance, and the whole kit and caboodle, Lord. You're it. And
Amen.
I want to pray for my aunt, great aunt Jean. Father, I don't know if Aunt Jean is saved. So Father, I just ask you to bring her to repentance and belief in you, and that she will not leave this earth, Lord, until she is ready to go and be with you. And I speak health and healing to her in every way in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I thank you for giving her back an appetite, a want to eat. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I just want to praise you and thank you, Lord, that that you brought back Dad's appetite. He's eating good and drinking good again. Everybody's been praying for that in the family, and we prayed here, and I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And in
In
Jesus'
Jesus.
name, and I thank you, Lord,
Amen.
for complete restoration in every way, spirit, soul, body, mind, will, and emotion, Lord, for my mom and dad both. In Jesus' name. And that reminds me, gosh, it's all these things when you see your family here. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that for working in my mom, that she's not as trustful to with doctors, and you're slowly breaking that trust. This implant she had back in December isn't really doing much of anything. Maybe a slight help, and she's learned some things from it. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I thank you, Lord, for breaking her trust for pharmacia and doctors and drugs and all that stuff, and putting her whole trust and belief and faith in you, Lord, and my dad too, doing that for my dad. And I praise you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. Oh, Matt.
I would just like you all to agree with me for Anna and Obadiah. They've both been fevering pretty good today. So, in the name of Jesus, we just command these fevers off of them. In the name of Jesus, they are no longer sick because they are not under the curse. Not in my household, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that the blood of Jesus has got them both healed in Jesus' name, and by his stripes, they're both healed. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. We declare it, we decree it, and we believe it, Lord. They are healed right now in Jesus' name. All symptoms be gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anything else, Matt? Okay. All right, Ben.
Hey everybody.
Hi, bud.
So just a little update on the Jeep. I ended up fixing it myself. I figured out the problem, and so I'm giving all glory to God for that. He gave me my boss, and he helped me out to figure out what was the problem, and I swapped the part myself. But now he kept on sowing the seed of you should trade this thing in because I know it's going to happen again. And so just there's obviously the vehicles out there that I like, a nice big truck that I want to get, but just I pray, Lord, that I resist any temptations that'll keep me distracted from you, Father. I love that Jeep that you gave me, and you give me some good testimonies on it. And Lord, it just if that truck's not for me, just get someone to buy it, and so I'm not thinking about it anymore. And just keep me focused on you, Father, and keep me away from you two. Keep me away from just silly little things that I could be just having more quality time with you to keep me away from distractions. I thank you for giving me time to work on my Jeep because I love working on stuff, but I want to focus more on you, Father. And I pray this for all my brethren that we all just sort of hunker down a little. There are sometimes we can just get a little distracted, but it's not that we prefer that over you, but we just we get a little distracted and forget who we are sometimes. We get double-minded. Thank you, Father, for being so gracious. Thank you, Father, for being so patient in us. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. And I believe it, Lord, and I thank you, it is done in Jesus' name. I want to tell y'all something. The Lord wants us to come together in our authority and our dominion not just to just give a nice little prayer, but when you pray, if somebody prays on here, we believe with them, hook our faith with them, and it's going to be done. It's going to be done. That's what God got us here for. And when He wants us to continue to pray against the deep state in the world, not just in the US, but in the world. And it's, I'm going to tell you something, it's coming down. It's already started. I don't know if you saw the, watching the presidential race in Poland, and they've got a MAGA guy that's ahead in the polls there. That's a huge, huge change for them. So praise God, Lord. We just thank you for bringing down all the deep state and getting your people in there that's going to help the people instead of harm them. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, for that. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that Ben's Jeep's fixed, Julie's body's fixed, Matthew, Anna's, and Obadiah's body's fixed. My body's fixed. Everybody's body's fixed. Everybody walking in divine health here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God forevermore. So I just want to encourage you to just keep praying for everybody. Keep make notes. Keep praying and watch what God does, because that's what He's told us to do. Okay, who's next? Thank you, Ben. Anybody else? Yeah, Benita.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to give an update on Nick had mentioned, prayed the other day that we had an event to go to and that everything would go smoothly and we'd be able to go. And that was the Frank and Nick like to go to this Jeep invasion every year. And so they've been counting down the days since January for this Jeep invasion. Well, we were trying to get this engine put back into this Jeep, and they were like working on it every day, early in the morning, until they couldn't walk anymore. And they were just having so much trouble. It's like I got really smart. Like the intake manifold was new, so the EGR valve was in the wrong spot. So they had to manufacture all these different places to put all the spark plug hoses. And it was just all kinds of stuff. I really learned a lot again. But they just worked hard. And I kept telling Nick, I'm like, we're not going to make it. I mean, I don't want to. He's like, don't speak the bad report, Mom. We're going to go. We're going to go. And so just, well, we didn't make it. We didn't end up going. It was Saturday. Like, we were supposed to leave Thursday. Well, that didn't work out. So we were thinking Friday. Well, that didn't work out. Saturday morning was still working on it, and finally Nick realized it wasn't going to happen. You know, he just got, it's like he finally understood, and he was just beside himself. Poor guy. He just he can't handle things like that. It was so sad. It was so hard. And I mean, everybody was working so hard, but just to disappoint him is always really sad. But we just kept, you know, I kept telling him, like, it's like, Nick, the Lord knows everything that's going on. And I just kept bringing the Lord and how He just is in control of everything. And he understood that. And So we got through the night and we got through Saturday night. That was rough. But then Sunday morning, he was looking for other Jeep invasions to go to in the area that we could go to once our van was running again. So anyway, Sunday we worked on the van all day again, and we did get it running on Sunday. The engine, the first time we turned it over, it just started right up and it sounded great. So we ran it for a while, drained the oil, refilled it again, and now we're just waiting for a fan clutch, and then we're going to take it for a test drive. So we're still not 100% done, but we are so close. And I just have to say, I was so anxious about this trip because I just like, it's like it's not going to work out. And I didn't really want to go anyways, and but I had so much fun working on this engine with Frank and his dad and with Nick, and we just enjoyed the journey. Just getting there every day. It was just so much fun trying to MacGyver a way to figure out how to work around this and that. And so it was just so much fun. And I just praise the Lord for giving us that time. And even just Nick, he loved it until Saturday. But other than that, he loved it. So I just want to thank the Lord for giving us all that. And then, of course, Saturday, Nick and Frank and I all came down with something. We didn't have fevers, but just like sinus and stuff. But praise the Lord, it's all healed and we're just in good shape. So praise the Lord. Anna and Obadiah are going to be all fixed. They already are. Praise the Lord for that. So thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us and all that you do. As for me and my house, we will stand by our Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for Nick's faith. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to reward him, make that Jeep really a nice vehicle in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, is it a regular Jeep or is it a truck or what?
Well, it's that the van that I drove down to Tennessee last time, that blue and white conversion van. The engine, well, on the way home from that trip, the transmission went, so we rebuilt the transmission, and then now it's been so many miles on it, the engine was really weak, so we decided to take the engine out and rebuild that. And so that's what we were working on. So we got the
See,
engine, and so that van should last us a good long time now.
absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
Ben, you can fix anything. That Jeep's gonna last forever.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? I had a Jeep one time. I bought it used. I had it for about 2 weeks and took it back. Got a real vehicle. Anyway, I'm just kidding, Ben. I had to tell you that. But true story. All right. Anyone else? Did everybody get to see my question to you? Did you look? Did you look? I'm just asking. Did you? Oh, okay. That's all right. We can say it again. The other night, Well, I thought it profound, man. Just experience, maybe. let's see. The other night, and I wish he'd come on, but I don't think he will. Angelica asked a good question for some of us here locally, and we all got to talk about it. Let me see if I could find it here. And it was a real good question. So I asked her, I said, well, can I use that question for the outreach? And The question was, I got to get away from the crawfish.
I posted it in the chat there, Michael.
Oh, did you? Okay, good. What did it say?
Does confession take us from the natural realm to the spiritual realm?
Yeah. When you speak the good confession according to the word, you are speaking the spirit and life of God. No, that's not it. That's Chuck. That's not Angelica. Okay, that's it. What you said is it. Everybody understand the question? Let me look at it again.
Yes.
Yeah, how does our confession take us from the natural realm to the spiritual realm? All right. Anybody check that out? Yeah, Missy.
Well, some of my first thoughts on that is that confession is calling the things that are not as though they were, because with God, God doesn't dwell in time. He answers before we call, and yet while we're speaking, He hears. So it's because in the spiritual realm there is no time, and us confessing it, until we actually see it, it's, that's what brings it to pass. God sees it all done. He sees the end from the beginning. That's just some of my thoughts on it, if that makes sense.
Sure. Does anybody else got anything they'd like to share? Yeah, Julie.
Well, one of the things that I thought of too was the opposite of confess is to deny. And that's just one of the antonyms. It's just one of the opposite words of confess. And Peter denied the Lord. He did not confess the Lord, when he was confronted with persecution and that kind of thing. And a lot of the script, I just looked up the word confess. I didn't do confession. I didn't do a real in-depth study on that, but I just looked up the word confess in the New Testament. It comes up 15 verses, and most of it is Paul's writing, a couple of them in John, but and then Jesus was saying about confessing me. If everyone therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before the Father who is in heaven. And he said, also, everyone who shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. So our confession, Jesus, he's the high priest of our confession. And if we make in a good confession, which is faith and agreement, which is an agreement with what he says, he said he would confess us before the angels who minister unto us the heirs of righteousness, the kingdom benefits. We have to speak those confessions. So he's speaking, he's interceding on our behalf to the Father. And so when we confess him, like Missy said, speak the same as we're speaking in agreement with, then God's gonna, he's hearing those confessions. Our words have power. And so whether it's a negative word or a positive word, it's being heard in the spiritual realm, and it gives permission. It gives permission to God to bless us. And it also, if we speak negatively, it gives permission to the devil to, make the symptoms worse or whatever, that, you're gonna have what you speak. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, go ahead.
So I was thinking kind of on the I'm going to say not connected with scriptural or religious significance. But what I was just kind of in the practical aspect of it, and that is words. Words are not, they're invisible. You can't see them. You can't go down to the store and buy a pound of words and take home with you. So just in the essence of speaking any word, it puts it into the spiritual realm. It's not seen. I'm assuming we're talking, the spiritual realm, not necessarily or limited to heavenly, or but it is actual spirit. Once they're said, they're out there. The thing that kind of I think the not the point, but the impact it came to me today as I was kind of pondering it, and that was before you speak something, it doesn't exist. It's never existed before until you speak it. Once you speak it, now it exists. I'm still kind of pondering the significance of that. And I was also thinking, this outreach being recorded is, in a sense, it's kind of a blessing and a curse mixed, because I know from the very first time I entered into this Zoom call and outreach meetings and whatever, I have been seeking God to move into different levels of faith and understanding and various different things. In other words, I'm probably not the same per I'm no doubt not the same person as far as understanding and faith and other various spiritual things, I guess you might say, than when I started. And I guess the point I'm making is that I know I have probably said many things coming through this process that may or I'm sure were not enlightened or partially understood or whatever. And then as I grew and continue to seek the Lord, I find that clarity and more clarity and understanding in these things. Yet, and so there could be some things that I now are settled in faith or believe in certain things that may have changed from when I first started. Yet, if you go back, someone could probably go back 4 or 5 years and listen to something I said and pull it up and say, well, that's not right. I don't agree with that. I might very well go back and listen to something I said back then and say, well, I don't really think that's quite correct. This is what I really think now. So
I guess the parallel that I'm trying to say is that those words that we speak, they stay. They don't, it's not like they go out there, disappear, and then they never exist again. I heard, whether this is the case or not, who knows, with quantum mechanics and quantum physics and all that sort of thing, and that when you say something, it goes out into the atmosphere, and like a, and you know, when what is it? Is it shortwave or ham radio or whatever? That you communicate sometimes all the way around the world because your signal being projected out bounces off of the ionosphere or higher atmosphere, comes back down to the earth. And sometimes it can bounce back up again and it just go around the earth, like, you know, bouncing off the atmosphere. This is what I've heard. You know, Michael could probably fill you in on the specifics of that. But the point is, that sound that is put out into the air never really goes away. It depletes in strength and goes, you know, lower and lower and lower, to where we wouldn't be able to hear it or detect it or whatever. But it is said, again, whether this is true, that it is out there forever. And if you had a piece of equipment, a radio receiver of some sort that had the ability to amplify those very, 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 very small signals, you could actually tune in and listen to something that was said in the days of Christ when he walked around the, you know, in Jerusalem. So I go back to that point that our words, when we say these words, we have just created a path. We've created a we have created something with our words. Just on the practical level, we have created something that has never been in existence before that we know of, unless we can remember when we were here before saying it previous. So there is, and I know we can take this, you know, to the scripture you know, I guess we get kind of used to, you know, confession, holding fast your confession that it waver not, etc. But just the fact that once it's said, it doesn't change and it's out there and it doesn't go away. And if our words don't go away, then we ought to be hanging with the words that we are saying, trusting that, especially when they're God's words, we know his words are not going away, and they happen to be written in a book for us, so we can always, you know, reassure ourselves and re-speak those words just for reinforcement. But anyway, I think that was, to me, you know, that was just, kind of hit me as far as impact, and that is that those words are created by us and never have been in existence before until we speak them. So anyway, that's what I was thinking.
Amen. All right, Julie.
I need to ask y'all to agree with me in prayer. My brother texted me just now. He said that he goes, we just lost power. It's heavy, heavy rain right now. They have severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings. This is what's going on there right now, if I can see it, but it's all yellow. It's very, very severe weather. You can see that on my screen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority right now in Jesus' name to for the angels to go and break up this severe storm front that's going through the Midwest in Iowa, in Missouri, and going into Illinois. And we cast down all threats of tornadoes, damaging winds. I thank you, Lord, for restoring the power that's gone out there also in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for doing a quick and mighty work. Keep everyone at peace. And bless my brother and protect him in Jesus' name and all your elect there.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. There's not going to be one house blown away or any of that kind of stuff. No hail, no high winds, no tornadoes, none of that stuff. In Jesus' name, we blow this thing out of here in the name of Jesus. We command it to be dissipated right now in Jesus' name. Lord, to your glory, too. That looks like a squirrel. Thank you, Father. It is gone in Jesus' name. That looks like a ball. It's gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Woohoo! Lord, to your glory. Thank you, Father. Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's property is going to get damaged in Jesus' name. No truck blowing off the road. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anybody else on this? Let me just say a few things if I can about it. Talking about the things that we're talking about here, how to go from the spiritual realm into the flesh realm. And I think we're all on probably about the same page. I like what Barbara said too. Yes, it is. It's quantum faith also. Matthew 28, 18 and 19 says, and Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's set up there. In 18, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. And he gave it to us in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. And he has to channel that authority through us on earth to the children, his children here on earth. He said, I've ordained it to work this way out of our mouths, out of this mouth, out of your mouth. I have ordained strength to still the avengers. STILL, still the Avenger. God took the image that was inside of him and he spoke it out. And when you get an image of how God sees you begin to voice it out. You begin to confess it. You begin to speak in line with his word, and you'll be perfecting that image that God wants you to do. God used his words to bring that image into manifestation. He filled his words with the spiritual force of faith, then used those words as containers to carry his faith into the vast nothingness to give substance to that image. And I'm talking about the universe. Even though he was looking at pure darkness, God conveyed an image of light, and he took his words and framed the world. And the word is what created the world. Hebrews 11 and 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen hath not been made out of things which appear. That image inside of us is produced by our words and is released in our words. God's word causes faith to come, then faith-filled words perfect the image. Words release that image and give substance to it. It's a complete cycle. You get that image in your head, you start speaking it, you start confessing it. Next thing you know, you release that image and you give a substance to it. It's a complete cycle. And when you speak what you believe what you speak. And the more you believe it, the more you say it. And the more you say it, the more you believe it. That image is perfected in you. And the more it comes and goes through that cycle, the stronger it becomes in you. And that's why it's so important to confess God's word about yourself and who you are and say what God says about you instead of what the devil tells you. And if you quote what the devil says, it'll create the image of what he wants to happen inside you. And just remember this: fear-filled words produce fear. Faith-filled words produce faith. God created man in his image and his likeness with the words out of his mouth. And with your words, you can stop the avenger. You can stop the enemy's words and subdue them, overrun them with God's word. Matthew 16 and 19, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We got authority. We have ultimate authority to bind off this earth what is bound out of heaven. And you have the authority, we all have the authority to loose on earth what's loosed in heaven. All you have to do is ask yourself, how is it in heaven? How is it up there? Is there any sickness up there? Is there any disease, any poverty, any lack whatsoever? No. Then we have authority to bind it here on earth. And you can't bind it off the whole earth, but you can bind it off the part you're walking on. But praise be to God. Hang on, I'm going to stop right there. I got to read these texts from David. All we have to do, just very briefly, all we have to do is get that image inside of us, who you are. Who you are, 1 Corinthians 3 and 18. Realize that you have dominion over the part of the earth you're walking on. Amen. That's all we have to do. Go ahead, Pat. I'm going to read this text by David. He's got something on here he wants me to read.
I was thinking just when Michael was saying that if the devil comes to you with a thought and throws a certain thought in there, you're speaking against that or refusing that. And speaking forth your simple expression of your will saying no, that has greater authority over the devil by virtue of the fact that the Lord has given us and restored us authority in him. That very word no to the devil in a court of law, in the court of heaven, God being the judge, and Satan coming up and trying to prove his case, the very fact that you said no, you've already won the case. You've just that simple expression and confession of your word against that. You've already expressed your will. You've already established it. It's a done deal in a court of law. The devil doesn't have, can't do anything, can't say anything. The only thing he can do is jump up and down and scream and yell and pressure and explode in emotion and whatever else, but he can't change what you've said. He can't change that. So I was thinking back. There was one thing I was thinking. I know that it's, I've always believed, it's kind of the traditional sense of, and again, this may be another one of those learning things that I might have to go back one day and say, no, that wasn't quite right. But I'm going to say it anyway. But when the devil tempted Eve and Adam sinned by taking the fruit, we've and eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I always thought, and I think the traditional sense is that mankind lost their authority, and that authority went over to the devil. But if you go back and read, and again, I haven't really studied this out, but if you read in Genesis what God gave us, he gave us dominion over the earth. And the birds of the air and over this planet, he gave us dominion. Dominion, is, and this is where I'm still trying to, think this process through or whatever, and ask the Lord for clarity on it. But dominion is the right to rule a specific realm, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we have ultimate authority over everything. It means that we rule in this dominion for sure. But when Jesus said, as Michael quoted, I think in Matthew there, I have been given all authority of not only the earth, but heaven. Heaven and earth, all. I have been given all authority. And I have to wonder. And the reason that I am saying that mankind did not lose their authority, they lost their dominion, because in order for the devil to do something, anything through history, he's always had to work through mankind, influence men, influence evil, influence, but he's always influencing mankind. And it is my assumption that the reason he has to always, that he has to influence mankind to do evil is because mankind still maintains the dominion or the authority. Again, I have to clarify my thoughts in this, but he still maintains that control of the earth. The devil has no right and never had any right. He simply got Adam and Eve to obey him, thus falling. Thus, we mankind now had him as a taskmaster, and we were under his dominion and under his force and under his rule. But the fact of the matter is, the devil still had to utilize or work through mankind in order to do something on this earth. Why I said that, I don't really can't remember what the point I was trying to make now, but so I think it with me it knowing that the devil never really had authority. I remember I told a story, an example once of a month or two ago. I was explaining or talking about something else. I think it was jurisdiction or something. But I gave the example of when you come up onto a stop sign, a four-way stop sign, or whatever, you come up to a stop sign in an intersection, you automatically, obeying the law, the traffic laws dictate that when you come up that stop sign, you stop and you look either way, and then you can proceed on. And you always have to obey that sign and stop when you come up to that stop sign. However, one day you come up to that intersection and there's a policeman out in the middle of that intersection and he's directing traffic and he's waving you on, come on this way and go, go that way, telling you which direction to go. The presence of that police officer in that intersection takes jurisdiction or authority over that sign, over the law of that sign. And therefore you obey that officer and you go in accordance to that. Well, and then I gave the example of a terrorist or a gang group came up to that intersection, and every one of there's four or five of them in the middle of that intersection, and they had submachine guns and body armor and everything, and they were waving you on through that stop sign and telling you to go this way, doing exactly the same thing that the police officer was doing, except the police officer was right, was he was in the right. Those gang members that had taking control over that intersection and were exerting their force, they created their own will in that intersection by force. And you, of course, as an innocent bystander coming up to that intersection, unless you're a very unwise individual, you're not going to stop your car and get up out of that car and start pounding your chest and tell those big boys to move out of your way. You're probably just going to swing on through like you're being directed by those gang members. However, those gang members are in that intersection illegally. Just like the devil did when he came in and usurped force over Adam and Eve in that garden, he came in illegally to exert force and maintain control and keep control of that intersection. And when Jesus came, and gave his life on the cross, raised, came back and said, "Behold, all authority is given unto me. Go therefore." As the impact that when we, as those innocent bystanders, come up to that intersection and we see those gang members exerting their control and their will over that intersection, we can pull over to the side and we can dial the governor and say, "We need the National Guard over here to take this intersection back. In the name of Jesus, this intersection is now being taken back." And we are in the right. We have the ability to do that through Jesus, through our words, through our commandments, through our agreement with God, through our seeing the right versus the wrong, seeing when we come into a situation and realize that the devil is exerting his will in this intersection. We have the ability to get on the cell phone and change that, and bring righteousness and rightness back into that intersection. The devil, that is the devil's role, in my opinion, at this point. He has never had authority, but he has taken domain and exerted his will in various parts of the in the earth today. And so the Lord is raising up sons of his kingdom that are going to go into that intersection and boot the devil out through whatever resources necessary, because God said he would provide our every need, and that need applies to everything that we need to get the job done. So, I guess I'm through talking, but I don't even know why I said that, quite frankly, but it just come off of what Michael was saying about all authority has been given to us, given to Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, we got some praying to do. Listen to this. Shalonda, y'all know who Shalonda is? That's one of our ladies here. She's one of our ladies here in the local. During the meeting about last night, what's today? This is Tuesday evening. Yeah, last night. I had an open vision. I was in the third heaven. I've got it in the chat there if y'all want to see it. Read along with me. During the meeting, I had an open vision. I was in the third heaven and I
I
saw
don't
a
see it,
gift.
Michael.
Maybe you didn't
Well,
hit enter.
oh, that's probably right. I think the Lord's telling me something here. I'm just kidding. Doesn't want to sin.
Is it too big?
Maybe. Now let me read it and then I'll send it in the email. During the meeting, Shalonda had an open vision. I was in the third heaven and I saw a huge black dragon trying to come up into the third heaven. David says, Satan wanted to be like the Most High. When he came up part way, I saw that there were saints inside of his belly wanting to get out. And the Lord said to me, captives in the belly of the beast. I saw the Lord who looked angry, jump up in the air on one side of the dragon, and I saw myself with the white head covering on simultaneously do the same thing as him, but on the other side of the dragon. We both had swords in our hands, and we both came down and cut the dragon's head off. This is happening over a period of time as the deep state loses their leaders. This is happening in real time now, by the way. We are to cast down the dominion of Satan and his angels, as in Revelation 12 and 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels, Revelation 8, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. The dragon fell from the second heaven to the first heaven and landed on the ground. Then the Lord went down from the third heaven to the first heaven. The Lord cut open the belly of the dragon and pulled out the captives that were still alive. Isaiah 14, 14 through 17. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High, that's us. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. They that see thee shall gaze at thee, and they shall consider thee Savannah. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It was on the wrong thing. They shall consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, talking about Satan, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and overthrew the cities thereof, that let not loose his prisoners to their home? How many of you know we have dominion over Satan? We got dominion over him. Let's take it. In the name of Jesus, we cast Satan down out of this. In Jesus' name, he's out of our government. You're out of our government right now. In Jesus' name, we take authority over you. Break your power over every major political party in the world. In Jesus' name, every state, every country, every principality, be gone, Satan. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree it by the word of God. And the word of God says in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19 that we have all authority over all the power of the enemy. You're the enemy, you're gone in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the victory, Lord. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb, because the Lamb is the one that does the victory. Thank you for your angels that are out there right now pulling down strongholds and principalities all over this world. In Jesus' name, and we praise you and we thank you for it. Glory be to God. Woo! My. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to pray? Go right ahead. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! Glory, hallelujah.
We declare the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, we do.
Captives to secular Babylon and religious Babylon in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
All factions
Amen.
are defeated in the name of Jesus.
Yep.
There is no division in any of our families, spirit,
Yep.
or physically, spiritually or physically, in the name of Jesus. And I declare all captives free. That includes our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, aunts and uncles, whoever they are, all our family are free and set free and no longer under the dominion of a false apostate leadership. This country or no other country is no longer under the dominion of deep state principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. They are defeated and the people are set free. Your people are set free above all, Lord. You're elect. You know who they are, even if they don't know they're elect yet, Lord. You know who they are. That's who we pray for, Lord. For the sake of your elect, we declare the defeat of the deep state, church and state, in Jesus' name. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, holy name,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for setting these people free. Setting them free in our family, setting them free in the country, setting them free in the states, down in the cities, everywhere, Lord, down in the ghetto. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a revival start and going throughout this whole world. Father God, we praise you. We thank you for it, Father. Woo! Glory to God. I feel better. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the victory that you have already given us. And all we have to do is speak it out of our mouth and believe it. And that's what we're doing. Go ahead, Julie. You look like you're ready to go, girl.
You say, Amen, Lord. Bring down all the
Amen.
Satanists, the deep state government all over the globe. Bring them down, Lord. Bring them out down of their high places, Lord. Cut off those cedars that are up there that think they are something because they're nothing. In Jesus' name, men, they're just but men. These leaders are just but men. They're nothing. I thank you, Lord, for putting the fear of God in the hearts of your people, Lord, and that they will turn to you if they can repent, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing down this wickedness, Lord, till there is no more wickedness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You rule and you reign. There is
Yes.
nobody
Glory
higher
to God.
than your government,
Glory to
Lord.
God.
We thank you, Lord, that you are a judge of all. I thank you, Lord, that you have a righteous anger and a righteous judgment. And
Yes,
I
thank
thank
you,
you, Lord, for
Jesus.
sparing your people and showing mercy on those who will have mercy. We bring into pass every word that we speak. And I thank you, Lord, because it is done, as it is written, it's finished in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for Michael and his angels going out through there and wiping them out in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that all of these enemies are being bound up and cast out of here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Boy, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Anybody else?
At every level of government, at every level of
Amen.
government,
All the way down.
the
All.
judicial system, clean out those judges, Lord, clean out the
Amen.
Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate, all these corrupt politicians, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for what
Amen.
you're doing with those. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing through the alliance and the military and all that those people are. I thank you, Lord, for setting the captives free, these children, Lord, and victims of human trafficking and all that that entails, Lord, that they are being set free completely, Lord, that nobody will be left. Nobody will be left, Lord. They all come out. They're all set free. Whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. And that's their physical bondages and deceptions, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all of it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for undoing all that the deep state has done through their nefarious acts of violence, destruction, murder. The drugs, the pharmakia, all these things. And your word says in Romans, I can't remember, it's Romans 8, but I can't remember the verses. I think it's 8, about that the whole earth is groaning in travail for the revealing of the sons of God. And to set bond the captives bondage, the whole earth is in bondage to the corruption that has come into this world and what man is doing. I thank you, Lord, for undoing all of that for us in Jesus' name, that your name may be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay, Ben, go ahead, brother.
Lord Father God, I just want to pray for all the newborn again Christians that are coming into your kingdom during this time. Lord Father God, I just want to pray a hedge of protection over them, whether they're in the denominational sector or they're even seeing some wrong in that and they're starting to seek your word truly. Lord Father God, I just want to rebuke all the work that the satanic cults are doing, all the curses that they're trying to lay upon these young Christians, whether they're trying to capture them or put a spiritual curse upon them verbally, Father. I just want to rebuke it down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Father God, I just pray that they learn about their authority, that they learn that they can speak these curses down. And any curse that these satanic cultists are trying to throw at them, I don't believe in it. Lord Father God, your blood has cleansed us from any curse that's trying to come upon us, any sort of demon spirit that's trying to put themselves above us, Father. We thank you, Father, for saving us from this, and we thank you, Father, for giving us the mind of Christ to be able to believe in the grace that you've given us, that we can look towards your perfection, Father. Lord, Father God, I rebuke all the satanic cults that are in the that are hidden in these love feasts, Father. Lord, Father God, there's these people that are just hidden in pews that are probably speaking curses. Lord, Father God, I just pray that they get exposed somehow, whether you expose them to the church leader or you expose them to anybody, Father, and that they're just cast out of these buildings and that they're cast out of all the congregations, Father, and that they can just look at your unadulterated word and that they can just come to you, Father, and finally be clean and cleansed and pure, and that they can believe that they can be clean and cleansed and pure and that they can be holy. Thank you, Father, for doing this for all of us. Thank you, Father, for giving us this mind. Thank you, Father, for giving us your gifts so that we can walk in the manifestation of the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for letting us speak truth. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We got the victory. Praise God. Go ahead, Missy. Thank you, Dad.
We just cast,
Hallelujah.
amen. We just cast down Jezebel spirits that have taken authority that's not been theirs in the spirit, in the governments across this earth, and in the church. They've taken authority over congregations and ministries and whatever. And we cast down Ahab spirits that have caused people to be complacent and compliant and just love the things of the world, and as long as they can have their world, they're happy. We just the pleasures of this world, that they're happy with where they're at, and wake them up. We command them to be woken up and no longer complacent, and willing participants in all the things that are going on, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for bringing your people out from among them, that they receive not of the harlot's plagues. And we just praise you, thank Lord, for the defeat of Jezebel and Ahab spirits and government and the church in Jesus' name. And we declare that these positions and these authorities will be given to who you want them to have, Lord, over them in church and governments across this world, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, for the sake of your kingdom, for the sake of the gospel, Lord, for the sake of revival of your church, for the sake of your great end time harvest, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. People are set free, men set free, even as we speak now. Governments are being changed. I don't know if you've been keeping up with any news or not, but governments in countries that have been under communist anarchy totalitarian systems are being loosed right now, even as we speak. That's some of it's in the news already. Praise God. God's doing it because we pray. We believe. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us full faith. Glory to God. Y'all, Missy.
I don't know if this cover, what I'm going to ask you, we've already covered in prayer in general, but what exactly is going on with Ukraine and Russia right now? What's the truth of what's going on there? I mean, I know my mom was telling me that Ukraine really bombed some stuff over in Russia just the other day or whatever, and I'm not sure if I heard about that or not, whatever. So what is the scoop with that? How can we pray specifically concerning that?
What's going to happen? What happened is that Ukraine, possibly NATO, and possibly somebody from the U.S. also helped them get some drones over to Russia, and they bombed some, took out some airplanes of the Russians that were old. It wasn't anything that they. That was really, really critical in their Air Force. But having said that, Putin was going to retaliate, and I suspect he was going to in a big way, and still may, I don't know. But there's some negotiations still going on, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. What Putin wants to do is to go ahead and take over that whole country because it's just a cesspool of corruption. That's all it is right now. It's a cesspool of corruption. And Father God, whatever you want to do, that's what we want done. But we want peace. He's killing those young men over there by sending them out there without any kind of weapons that can help. And I'm talking about Zelensky. And Father God, we just ask that you pull that government down and put somebody in there with some sense. And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Pat.
Father, we also we've noticed on the news tonight that Senator Graham and another Blumenthal or somebody have gone over to reinforce or actually went over to talk with Zelensky, and this is when whether it's a coincidence or not, but this is when this happened. So, in the name of Jesus, I bind those working in our government that would go contrary to the will of the president to do the will of the deep state over there. In Jesus' name, we pull it down. We bind those senators or those congressmen or anyone over there working alone to try to instigate or try to derail the peace process. In Jesus' name, we command it be bound, that it be neutralized, those people go back home and be quiet, and they be exposed if they're trying to do something contrary to the will of the government, of the will of Trump administration. In Jesus' name, we bind it, we command it be exposed, and we command it be neutralized and derailed in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your victory in this area and pulling down this deep state in whatever way you're using, and eliminate that country as being a this cesspool of corruption, this also this money laundering mechanism that has been placed or created in the world for the deep state to utilize. We command it be brought down, neutralized, broken up, so that this whole money flowing pedophilia organization scheme be neutralized and brought down to the ground in Jesus' name. For your glory, Father, we thank you for it. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, anybody else?
I just wanted to read. I know you guys know this psalm, Psalm 149. I just wanted to read this last part of it, last few verses. I sense tonight, and God's moving us into doing this. I know there's going to be much more later on, but right now we're still doing these things right here. Let the godly ones exult in glory, let them sing for joy in their beds, right here. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord, all his saints. So yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, that we are doing this now, God, and we're going to continue to do it, Lord God. We're going to let our praises even, God, be vengeance and punishment, Father God, on all the wicked, Father. We're going to bring down the wicked, Lord, and God, we just thank you that we'll be setting things that are wrong right, Lord God. So praise you, God. We thank you for our authority, Lord. Help us to keep moving in this, Lord, and speaking it out, and using our day in this way. Is almost not enough time in the day, Lord, to do all that needs to be done, Father God. We continue to use our warfare, Father, and just speak to each of us and lead us and guide us in how to do this and what to take authority over, Lord. There's so many things. Sometimes the enemy wants to take it out of our minds. We can't even think of things to come against. That happens to me so much. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are going to be with us and put things in our minds, God, and keep us attentive and just ready for battle throughout the day, Lord. I pray you do the mighty work in myself, Lord God, in this, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen, Debbie.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, that's a good one. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Y'all ready to hear some more music? Glory to God, it'll be all right. We fixed the tape. Glory to God, I want to hear you. Some of y'all need to get set free. That's all I'm saying. Glory to God. War. This means war. How many of you are going to keep on fighting? I am. I'm going to keep on fighting. I've been fighting for, gosh, weeks now.
Amen. Devil, get out of our way.
Amen. You
God's going to
better.
get our praise.
You
God's going to
better.
get our praise.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't have my increase. You ain't got it. Provisions is coming. They on the way, glory to God. I love that song. I play it quite often. All right. Go ahead, Andrew.
It's very interesting that we were discussing confession and we went into a whole bunch of prayer here and worship. That's all I have to say about that. And I think it's just wonderful when the Lord does these things in our meetings. And it's just wonderful. And I thank the Lord for that. But sometimes I wonder, like what it says, he's going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, in his name. That's going to teach you all things and remind you of everything he taught you. He gives you those words that you need to have when you swing your sword. And that's what's there. And we have our armor on. We have our snow white righteous garment underneath our armor. And we have an undergarment there that's righteousness, and an overgarment that's a protection of righteousness. And the Lord guards the deposit, and we have to guard our deposit too. So who are we, really? Who are we? We're one body, one spirit, one hope of the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who's over all, in all, and through all. Praise and glory be to God. Living is the word of God, and active, and we will be active. He will activate us. He'll give us our increase in that. Praise and glory to God. And we thank him for that. And we thank him that in him we live, move, and have our being. And praise and glory to God for that. You're seven ones. That should put it to rest. And I thank the Lord for these things. And I thank the Lord that you have to remember who you are. You're already raised up with him. And you're made to be seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Praise and glory to God. You are there. He is. You are God's workmanship. Don't be the workmanship of that other guy. You want the workmanship on the right hand of God. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, indeed. We're created in Christ Jesus upon good works. That's a fruit of God's Spirit, of good works, which God afore prepared. There's our increase, prepared that we should walk in them. Praise and glory to God. We walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus we have now. We have the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome, We plead the blood, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. All glory and honor unto you. We don't commend ourselves, and we are not sufficient of ourselves. We are sufficient in Christ. We are sufficient before God. We have God living in us. We have Christ living in us. We are His. We are His because God called you, and He's going to finish what He did in you. That's your increase. No one takes our increase. Praise and glory to God. Praise His holy name. Oh, pull out your sword. Can't sit on your sword. I'm sorry. We need to polish our armor. We need to shine the glorious light. We need to we got to shine up our armor so much that we have to let the peace, those sandals have got to shine, the peace of Christ, the Christ, let the peace of the Christ rule in your heart. If you've got a problem with your heart, just let the peace of Christ, the peace, definite article, the Christ, rule in your heart. And whereunto you were called in one body, and be thankful for whatever happens. You know, he tells you to rejoice in tribulation. Pull it out, man. You're going to need it in tribulation. And wait for your deliverance from God, because it's guaranteed. Praise and glory to God. What's in this that we have to have? Do we want to share darkness with people? We will share the light and walk in this light, and we will be imitators of our God as beloved children and walk in love. Obedience to receive what the Lord wants from us. We are the children of God. We are the sons of God by faith. May the Lord manifest through us in all his power and glory. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, we always have to confess things. But I sometimes wonder, maybe it's the Lord doing it through us. After all, he is sovereign. Praise and glory to God. Thank you, Father. Everywhere you go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine.
Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Andrew. I thought I was listening to James Robinson there for a minute. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. That's good, Andrew. Keeps us fired up. Anybody else got some fired up words to say? Glory to God. Yes, God is good, isn't he? Praise God.
Amen.
Thank
all
you,
I
Jesus.
Encourager of our existence, the Lord God Almighty and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In his name we are. We're in his name. Praise God, you know. Rejoice that your names are written in the heavens.
Glory to God, yes.
Hand of the Father.
Praise
where else
my
can
God.
You know, just
Ooh.
Think about it. It's closer to you than a brother. You're seated up there with him already. You want to go to heaven? Well, go. Ask him.
Amen.
Check out the last blessing in Revelation 22.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure this is a key to get there. Revelation 22. Oh, it's already 14. Blessed they that have washed their robes. You know, sometimes you got to do your laundry. Wash their robe. That's an authoritative verse. That have washed their robes. There shall be the authority over the tree of life. What's in the tree of life? How many different fruits every month? And they may enter by the gates into the city. Is that Olden Hedrick's verse? Praise
could be. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Father, for giving us that armor of God. Glory to God. We all got it on, too, and we got that sword of swinging. Glory be to God. The enemy's heads are going out all over the place. Woo! Praise the Lord. Somebody ought to be up and dancing and shouting, glory to God. All that preaching going on, that was good. Thank you, Lord, for the encouragement. Thank you, Father, for getting us all wired up to do nothing but warfare. Because the enemy's been defeated. You've already given us that power and that glory. We praise you for it, Father. All right, Joe, go ahead, bro.
Morning, everybody.
Hey,
Can
Joe.
I ask you to play a song? It will fit quite in. I've missed the first part of it, what Andrew was talking about, but because it's good. But can I ask you to play a song?
What is it?
I'll send it to you. You can see. Can I send it to you or to Julie?
Yeah, I'll send it to Julie. Send it to our email, I guess. Text, email, whatever.
I'll send it to email, Julia. Or signal.
You can't have my increase, Lord of God.
Send it to my email. Thank you.
Okay.
You can't have my, you can't have my, whoa, glory to God. You can't have nothing of mine, glory to God. Nor any of my brothers and sisters either. You got
You're going
to.
to have to put that 3:15 from Colossians, type it in, put it in big letters somewhere. It's got a rule in your heart. Yes. Let the peace, two are made one, thus made. Let the peace of the Christ, put the thes in red, if you have a printer that has red, put the thes in red. Put it on an 8.5, 11. Display it above the door. It's above my bedroom. I should have put bigger type though, you know. I just read it once and I went, wow, I read that so many times. You know, be thankful whatever comes your way from the Lord.
You said Colossians 3:15, right?
3:15. Let the peace of the Christ arbitrate, or that's rule, or have governance in your heart. Why not?
Oh,
And whereunto you were called. Did he not call you? I mean, I'm not gonna use my sword on you, but you know, you better watch it. He'll remind you that. We're and
amen.
in one body. There you go. There's the one body over there in 4:4 of Ephesians. He said it again. And be ye thankful. He rules. You know, don't let him say, why do you call me Lord, Lord? We don't want to hear that. We want him to rule in our heart. We want the peace. Oh, the two are made one, thus making peace. You know, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Don't use the dictionary to define peace. You got to use the word of God to define peace. They don't even know the definition of church in the dictionary. They think it's a building or a denomination. That's not what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, or even 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. It says ecclesia, called out. The church is called out of the nations into the kingdom. They don't know this. They recite it and they, oh, you know what that means, eh? And you know, you better be called out. He called you. You know, he wants to increase what he made with you. His son is precious to him on what he did. He had to turn his back, and now he wants to fulfill that in us. We were raised with him. Praise God. If we're raised, then we're really close. If we're raised with him, then we're really close to that peace. And we're really close for that Christ to be in us, to rule over us. We're not far away. He's closer to you than a brother. So praise and glory to God. Let him speak and arbitrate through you. The words of God. Let him govern you by this peace. Because you're made one now. He's making you one. He's going to give you the increase. No one take your increase. I like that song too. Praise God.
Amen.
But the breakthrough too. You know, Amen. He's going to give you the breakthrough.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He's going to give you, the glory.
They're sometimes confusing to me. Increase and breakthrough. Well, yeah. You don't have to break through. It's been broken through. You're seated Amen. Up there already. Praise God. Even Stephen said it. You know, he saw it. Christ at the right hand of the Father, and he may have not known that he was seated there yet. I don't know if he did, but he probably did know that Christ was closer to him than a brother. And he made great exploits for the Christians. Encouragement through exploits.
Yeah,
exploits that are going through God. Praise and glory to God. You wait for it. You expect it. Even if you're shaking in your boots and your teeth are chattering, you wait for your deliverance because you know it's there. And he is our deliverer. Oh, I wish I could remember the triple deliverer verse that the Lord used to have me remember. Praise God. There's a verse there where deliverer three times is in the verse. Praise God. That must mean something. Because God just doesn't speak anything through his apostles. He speaks through his apostles, those church fathers, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he speaks through us too. We are confessedly. If you confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart, and you know who you have to let rule there, you shall be saved. Praise and glory to God. Not sufficient of my, it's not me, it's not you, it's Christ in you. And I'm not, I keep thinking of those words, not commending myself. If the apostle couldn't commend himself, I'm certainly not going to. And I'm not sufficient of myself. If he's not sufficient of himself. And look, he petitioned God three times for the grace. So you see, he did repeat his prayers. We were talking about that. God doesn't mind if you repeat your prayer three times. But be expected that he's going to talk back to you. Because he did it to Paul when he had that thorn in the flesh. Almost makes you think it might be really nice to have a thorn in the flesh if Paul had one. Because God's doing something. You know, grace is on its way. It's sufficient for him. It's sufficient for us. It's sufficient. It's all you can be in Christ. Check out when Paul calls Timothy a child in 2 Timothy 2:1. Praise God.
Oopa, cena la voce tell che te ramo con ma andare così. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yeah, Julie.
I have that song that Joe sent. You want to grant me share?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. You've already got it. You've already got it. I gave you permission to go ahead.
What does it say? It says share sound, but it also now says share Zoom windows. Do I need to click both? Share toolbar, prevent repeating window effects. I don't want to. Do I have to share all my windows? What does that mean?
You only have to, yeah, you're using Windows, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay.
I guess, I don't
Okay.
know.
You're going to see all my windows or just the one I share, right?
I don't know.
I
We'll
was
see.
there. Is
Is this it?
it?
Cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Thank you, Joe. I'm gonna put that in my repertoire.
Me too. I really like how they did that song.
Yeah, me too. That's a good song. I like that guy. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Missy. What's the matter with
I
your
just wanted to
face?
say, ha, I'm in the dark right
Oh,
now. Anyway,
okay.
not spiritually though. I just recently ran across that song again and I put it in my song list. Not that one, but I really like that one. Oh, thanks, Jules. Anyway, yeah, I really like that. That's cool. Praise the Lord. Thank
Yeah,
you. Thanks
I
for
do
sharing,
too.
Joe.
I'll put that right next to Charles Dinkins. He's gone. Woohoo! Did I tell you about the guy that was praying and the Lord asked him to take him to the movies? Did I tell y'all that story? Okay, I won't tell it again then.
You just shared it the other night.
Okay, I've shared it a lot, so I don't even know if I had him or not.
I haven't heard it, Michael.
You haven't heard? Oh, you'd like to hear it again? Oh, okay. Ben hadn't heard it either. So I don't mind telling it again. Y'all mind hearing it again? Just mute yourself and go on. Anyway. Anyway, praise God, Noah. I think it's a good story. It's not a story. This has really happened. This guy was praying. And Jesus asked him, he says, "Well, why don't you take me to the movies?" He said, the guy said, "Okay." And he's thinking, you know, in the spirit, Jesus is going to come in the spirit. Me and him going to be sitting up there. We're going to be watching this superheroes movie. So him, he goes to the movies. It's some kind of superhero movie. And he sits down. He's got him a big old bag of popcorn. And he's getting it. And in comes this guy with a Spider-Man t-shirt, blue jeans, and white socks. And sandals, sits down right beside him. And this guy says, "You know, I'm the kind of guy, I like my space. I don't like people getting close to me." And he said, this guy sat right next to me and said he started talking as the movie's coming on. And he said he was making comments all during the movie, and I couldn't hear the movie for this guy talking all the time. He said he was making comments. He said, "Then, you know, that looks like a Christian ought to be doing, you know, that kind of stuff." And then he reached over and grabbed him a great big old handful of the man's popcorn, put it in his mouth, and started eating it. And the guy said, "That is the rudest thing I've ever seen anybody do." You know, he's thinking that. He didn't say it out loud. He's thinking that. And the guy's sitting there watching on it. And finally, the movie ends. And they get up. And the guy starts talking to the guy that was praying that Jesus wanted to take him, that wanted to take Jesus to the movie. And he got the same, you know, if you think about it, said that movie is just like what the Christians ought to be doing. They ought to be superheroes out there for God, you know, in that vein. And the guy got fired up himself and he said, "Yeah, that's exactly right. We ought to be doing that kind of stuff, you know, helping people and saving people." They talked all the way out to the car. And they got out to the car and the guy that was had been praying and the Lord asked to send take him to the movie. He said, he went out to shake his hand. He said, "My name is Micah." And the other guy said, grabbed his hand. Shook his hand, said, "My name is Jesus." Poof, he's gone. He vanished immediately. And the guy said, "Oh my gracious, that was Jesus. Oh no." And he got down on his knees right there and he repented for thinking bad thoughts about the guy sitting next to him, you know, and being rude and grabbing his popcorn and eating his popcorn, all that stuff. So he got in his car and he started taking off. And the Lord in the back seat started talking to him. He said, "Micah," he said, "I come to this earth a lot. I love to be with my people." He said, "I come down here a lot. I'm go all over this." He said, "I'm not locked in heaven like a lot of people think." He said, "I'm on this earth all the time." And the thought that came to my head was this: speak to everybody like they're Jesus. I don't care if you don't like them and they're rude and they grab your popcorn. Don't get mad at them. Just say, "I just help yourself, Jesus." That was a good lesson for me. It was a good lesson for me. This guy told this for the truth, and I don't doubt it. Yeah, he talked through the movies. Talking all three, guy couldn't hardly understand what was going on because this guy was talking to him. Rude guy. And when Jesus identified himself in the car, he said, "Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry that I thought you were so rude." He said, "Oh, don't worry about that." I said, "That ain't no big deal." He said, "Don't do it no more." No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But I thought it was a good lesson. It was a good lesson for all of us to think nothing but good thoughts about people and say nothing but love. Just show love to the world of who you are. And think that everybody you talk to is Jesus. Because it could be. How many of you have seen angels before and thought they were angels? More time? Or saw a person that did something that was supernatural or just disappeared like that. I've seen once or twice, once I believe I can remember one time happened to me. Yeah, Missy.
Yeah, I was just putting my hand up saying I had an experience of that it was a strange kind of thing, and I thought that was an angel. I told
Or
you about
Jesus,
it.
yeah. Or
Yeah.
Jesus, you know. Thank you, Lord. I remember one time when I was first baptized and was in this Baptist church. My wife, she nudged me. She said, "You see that angel up there behind that lady singing?" I said, "Uh-oh, here we go." "Oh my, yeah, no, I don't see no angel up there, hon. What she look like?" "Well, she's kind of a big angel and she's pretty." I said, "Okay. You been taking your medicine?" One of those, I shouldn't have said that. I did. I shouldn't have said it. "Well, she got mad. You don't believe I can see that angel, do you?" I said, "I didn't say that." She said, "I can tell when you don't believe it. You know how it goes." Anyway, I thought about it after a while as we were walking back up toward the, after it was everything was over. I told her, "I believe that, honey. I believe that." And I went up to the lady that was singing. I told her, I said, "My wife says she saw an angel standing behind you. And I just wanted to tell you that so it bless you." She said, "Oh, that blesses my." I said, "Where is she?" And she and her dimmed up over there and they went to job. And praise God, I got the heat off of me. Oh, my. But you know how we are sometimes. We don't believe things. And I'm going to tell you something. Since I've been in this house and what I've seen, I believe anything. God can do anything. He can do anything. You don't believe me? Ask me. We have to expand our horizons as far as God's concerned. God is God. He can do anything. And if you hear something come out of this ministry, you better believe it because it's happening. It's happening. I'll tell you how I know. I've been told one day, and it won't be but just a few hours later, it's in the news. Same thing. It's fun. You watch what I tell you about these. When we pray tonight and we're going to keep on praying, you watch these deep state people come down. It happened in Poland today. Praise God. They needed some help. They had some. A lot of these countries do. Watch France change governments. Watch Germany change governments. Watch Canada change governments. Yes, keep casting down Satan and his kingdom and watch what happened. Will y'all help to do that? Help us do that? We're going to keep on doing it every day. Keep on bringing the deep state down. Sending the angels out there to bring them down in Jesus' name. All right, we're out of time here. Has anybody got any last words before I? Yeah, Julie.
My last words, well, I don't say it's my last words, but there's times where I don't, there's so much going on that I really don't know exactly how to direct my prayers. So I just ask the Lord to use my tongue, and I'll just pray in the spirit for, and ask him to utilize my tongues in what is needed, because there's so much I don't know about, and he knows everything. So when in doubt and you don't know, just Lord, pray through me.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
You know, you have to pray this way because the dark side might come up with a different idea. It's a war, you know. It's like
It's a
he's
war.
making plans because some other ones may have failed.
Thing about it is, we've got the sword. We've got the sword that kills the enemy, takes him out. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's right, Judy. We got Jesus. All right, Lord, we just thank you for a wonderful night tonight. I enjoyed every minute of it. And I thank you, Father, for all the wonderful words that were spoken tonight. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the deep state is coming down in Jesus' name. Babylon is headed to the cellar in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I ask that you bless everybody here tonight with a good night's sleep to wake up supernaturally supercharged in the morning, ready to go to war again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the armor that you've given us in Jesus' name to fight these wars. Glory be to God. Good night, y'all. Uh-oh.